Daily halacha for today, Simin Kuf Lamed Bet. The Rama writes in Seif Bet, Omrim Achar Siyum Atfila. After the end of davening, we say Aleinu L'Shabeach Me'umad. We stand. Now we normally just stand because you stand, but there's a reason why we stand. V'Zeher L'Omra B'Kavana. Be very careful to say it with intention. It is a special prayer, and because it's a special prayer, we stand up to remind ourselves to have a special intention. Say it with a lot of intention. When you get to the verse and Eloyoshia, you stop. You take a break before you say that to distinguish between Hashem and the other gods. We've seen this in other places. This break to distinguish. The Mishnah Berurah says an amazing thing here. It says, when you say Aleinu, the whole Pamalia Shalmalia, whatever that means, the heavens, the angels above are listening. That's just an amazing thing to stop and imagine all the angels listening. What I like to do is kind of sing the Aleinu tune from Rosh Hashanah. Aleinu Nishabeach. You know, Aleinu is what was sang in the base of Migdash. It's a very, very special prayer, not to be taken lightly. So, next time you're saying Aleinu, think about it, and think all the angels are listening to me. Don't just get it over with. It's like the test. Before you run out of davening, really close it. Close off the tefillah with a lot of kavana. And that actually reminds me of Marianne Riviera, the best closer ever. And I remember when I was a kid, the Yankees were in the World Series, the last game. And I think it was Marianne Riviera, and the Yankees won, and Charlie Hayes caught it, and me and my cousins went out to the street singing, "We're number one, we're number one," and that's what we said at the end of Aleinu. One day the whole world will be saying, "Shem is one, Shem is one." That's a nice thing to think about next time we say our Aleinu. All right, have a great day.